Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor last week spoke to faculty and students at the University of Oklahoma College of Law. One student greeted her in Choctaw.
Halito achim chakma sa hochifoa Kelby Kennedy, Yanish okfe ahantalitu, chata siyahoke chiminte yakuke. As Professor Tai said, my name is Kelby Kennedy, and I'm a proud citizen of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma.
I am so glad that you're reserving your native language. It's important for people in your generation to do that. Thank you for attempting it and succeeding, obviously.
I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. Justice Sotomayor spoke in the Dick Bell courtroom at OU's Law College, wrapping up a three-day speaking tour of Oklahoma. Sotomayor spoke on a variety of subjects and surprised everyone by going out into the audience among the students to answer pre-selected questions and take pictures with everyone who could squeeze into the frame. After greeting Justice Sotomayor, Choctaw Law student Kelby Kennedy continued with her question.
Being in Oklahoma, we're definitely in the heart of Indian country. And of course, you are at one of the top law schools with one of the top Indian law programs in the nation. As a proud Native American citizen, would you please share your sense of some of the challenges that you and other members of the court face when dealing with Indian law issues?
You know, I recently wrote an opinion where I spoke very directly to an issue that I don't think my colleagues recognize, and a lot of Americans don't recognize. I think there is a popular image that Native Americans are rich because of gambling, because of gaming. We hear about the massive amounts that are made by some tribes and think that that means that every tribe has their economic problems solved. I think it takes only a little bit of travel and exposure to know, A, that it's not the entire Indian nation that does gaming, that there is massive poverty among many, many tribes, that the tribe health issues are decimating certain tribe populations, that the level of education, that the quality of education has been compromised in many Indian reservations, or among many Indian members. But I think that popular mythology has made most Americans, a lot of them, very hesitant in extending what is well-deserved and much-needed resources to tribal entities. And so I don't think that that perception doesn't affect my court. And I said that in an opinion recently. And I felt obligated to write a concurrence pointing that out because of the way the majority was talking, the dissenters were talking. It is something that Native Americans have to pay attention to and have to debunk, because unless you debunk it, I don't think that you're going to be able to persuade a lot of Americans in public opinion, and that drives legislation. And that drives the responses to your needs. And that can drive some of the reaction to legal questions that affect tribes.
The last question was about learning on the job, and although not specifically about Indian law, nevertheless drew an answer from Sotomayor that referenced it.
When I got on the Supreme Court, we had a lot of Native American issues coming to the court. And as a result of that, because it was an area that I had no prior exposure to, I had to start from the beginning. I have to familiarize myself with the Supreme Court's jurisprudence in that area from its foundation. And I think that probably helps when you're forced to go back to square one completely, because I didn't go in with any preconceived notions of our jurisprudence. I developed it, or my knowledge of Native American law, in my research and thinking about our history in that area. And so I think you'll see from the dissents I've written, that I actually gone back to the very beginning. and try to understand the principles that drove that jurisprudence through our history. It's given me a reason to disagree with my colleagues in some areas, but I think it has been a helpful experience and one that I grew into on the court, not from prior experience.
That was Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor addressing faculty and students at the University of Oklahoma's College of Law. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org, or go to our Facebook page. Look for Indian Times.